right now changing American families. Over the past 40 years, more and more American women work outside the home, so you might assume that parents can now spend less time with their children. According to a new study by sociologists at the University of Maryland, that is not the case. Instead, they found that both married and single parents teach, play, and care for their kids more than their parents did in the 1960s. Their research also shows that fathers now do more childcare and housework than they did 40 years ago, but still half as much as mothers in two-parent families. We want to hear from you on this. Do you spend more time with your children despite working? And if so, how do you manage it? Dads and moms, give us a call. 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. The email address is talk@npr.org. Joining us here in Studio 3A is Melissa Milkey, one of the authors of the report, which is published in a new book called Changing Rhythms of American Family Life. She's a professor of sociology at the University of Maryland, and thanks for joining us here today.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Were you surprised at those childcare numbers?
Everybody was surprised at these numbers. The researchers, people we talked to about it at professional conferences, friends of ours, family members, and so on. So it is really surprising. How could this be that women have greatly increased their hours in the workforce in paid labor? Mothers especially have done so over this time period, a dramatic change. And yet they're still managing to spend as much time or more time interacting with their children as these moms from the 1960s. So it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and the first thing that you'd think of as you gather this data is, well, our sample must be too small. There must be something. Did you go back and check it?
Oh, of course. The data we have are rigorous. They're the best possible data that you could get. And it's time diary data, which is asked of parents from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, and so on. And it's not a study where you're presented with a topic, what we're interested in studying. You just tell the person to tell us, what did you do in the last 24 hours? And the parent has to account for every single activity across a 24-hour period, who they were with at the time, and were they doing anything else? So there's not a lot of social desirability problems in this kind of method. And it is, among sociologists, known to be highly reliable and valid data. So we're not concerned at all about that.
So despite all of our best efforts, there are only a certain finite number of hours in the day.
Exactly.
How are parents managing to do this?
Mothers in particular have drastically cut their housework over this period. So really, almost hour for hour, their increase in the paid labor force has been offset by a decline in housework.
And by housework, I assume you could include cooking in that.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, all kinds of things. And so this is, you know, the mothers in the 60s were they doing too much? I don't know, but they were doing a lot. And married mothers in particular have really dramatically dropped this, shed it. And so that's one big way that they've managed to do it. A second way is multitasking. We see an increase in the diaries where people report not only a primary activity, what are they doing, but also what else are they doing, and they report something there. So they're combining activities and deepening time, as we would call it. And so they're getting more from 1 hour.
So if they're going to go shopping, they're going to take the kids with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And particularly in leisure, mothers are combining their own leisure, which in the past may have been more adult-centered, with their children.
So I assume, though, that this comes at some personal cost. There's got to be some activities you just don't have time for.
Yes, it does. Probably what mothers have lost compared to the past, it's not what we think necessarily, but it's not like they've lost a whole lot of leisure in number of hours, but it's a different kind of leisure they have now. As I mentioned, more child-centered. They haven't really lost a lot of sleep either. Again, something we might expect. So they might be living in more chaotic homes, as you might expect with less housework, although fathers have certainly picked up some of that. And they're spending less time with their spouses. So husbands and wives have less time together in married couple families than in the past. And this could be a significant cost. There might be some cost to this multitasking. It's not maybe as stress-free to be doing everything at one time, and people feel that. And we do have some subjective measures where we ask current parents, we don't really have them from the past, about how often they feel rushed and they don't have enough time for themselves. And you see really high percentages of parents. So this is an intensive time. They've got kids, young kids. They're working. They've got housework. Tons and tons of things going on. This is a time of life that's pretty packed for both men and women.
And at the same time, another thing that's happened over the past 40 years is exercise, the pressure to exercise, the opportunities to exercise, the number of gyms and jogging trails and bike paths and all of that. Again, do parents with children have time to do that?
We look at the kinds of leisure activities, and the interesting thing about leisure that people aren't quite aware of is that what masks all other kinds of leisure in our data is television watching across the board, and that doesn't seem to change too much. So people feel, a little as if they don't have enough leisure, but they don't.
They haven't cut their TV hours.
Yeah, they aren't counting their TV hours in that. Exercise is a really small portion of leisure. Obviously, it should be more for a lot of groups, but mothers definitely, curtail that as they're employed more. That is something they can shed easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, a cultural shift. The interesting thing about the current moment is that it's a time where there's so many employment opportunities and experiences for mothers. At the same time, there's this cultural norm of intensive mothering. So you have these two things that are both pulling on their psyche, so to speak.
Oh, so and it's completely stress-free then.
Yeah, absolutely. Stress-free. So that's the kind of contemporary, life that I think women are able to do it, men and women both are experiencing some of the tensions that come from the cultural pressures.
Let's get some listeners involved in this conversation.
Sure.
800-989-8255 if you'd like to join us. 800-989-TALK. Email is talk@npr.org. We'll begin with Angela. Angela's calling us from Cincinnati.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Hey, everything you're saying fits right in with the way my life is right now. I have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and the only way we've been able to combine things so we can spend more time with our kids is on my lunch break. I'll run errands.
Right.
I do a lot of internet shopping.
Absolutely.
Especially Christmas time.
Right.
In the kids' closet, I have a weekly organizer. I just throw their clothes in every day. I just go ahead and pick it out. I get as much stuff done the night before as I can.
Yep.
My husband and I, we've shared the jobs. Like, he'll do the laundry, I'll fold it. And as far as, leisure time and fun activities, as a family, we've decided to take karate together.
That's excellent.
So when Lena, my youngest, gets old enough, she'll probably join in on that too. So we'll still be able to spend time together, and it just fits all together, thank God.
Right.
So the family that throws together grows together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I might add that mothers feel pretty good, and fathers too, about, I think, they want more time with their children, but they feel like they're balancing things between work and family pretty well. What seems to get the short shrift is themselves, that they're the ones. So they're able to do it, but there is a cost, and it's more of a personal cost. But I think they see it as part of a life stage.
And I was going to ask Angela, what is it that you think you've had to give up?
Definitely, for sure. I know I used to get my eyebrows waxed. That's kind of, I kind of do my own job at home now. As for my husband, he used to spend a lot of time, he does part-time DJ work, and he used to spend a lot of time on the computer talking to other DJ buddies of his, but he doesn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So little personal things, I don't have time to read books anymore, which
yeah.
is sad. Little things like that, but I think, I keep thinking in the future, I'll eventually have some of that time back to do what I want to do again.
Right.
Angela, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Derek. Derek's also calling from Cincinnati.
Yes, how are you?
Good, and you're not married to Angela, are you?
No, I'm not. Well, in regards to your comment, I was a full-time bar manager, and once we had our second child, I decided to leave the bars and to become a daycare teacher. And I ended up doing and directing a daycare center, and I still was able to pick up a night job being a bar manager. So, you do give up a lot. But hopefully by spending time with your kids, it'll come back to you.
I wonder, was there any data on that, people shifting either the days they work or the hours, as Derek mm-hmm. has, to accommodate kids?
Yeah.
I was just asking our researcher here, Derek. Hold on a second.
Our data aren't able to speak to that. However, there is research that shows this is a way that parents strategically try to spend more time with kids, and there may be the cost to the relationship between mm-hmm. the parents, because it's shift work, and so that, you know, they're doing working odd hours, it might be not be the best for their health necessarily, and they don't see each other much.
Hmm. Derek, some people might say tending bar, daycare, how do you tell the difference?
I pretty much laugh about it because I say it's both the same. You got to watch kids, and after a certain amount of time, you got to watch the adults. So it pretty much balances out.
All right. And you think, you know, what's been your penalty? What do you not do anymore?
I don't hang out anymore with, I guess, my family as much as I did, you know, my extended family as far as my sisters and my grandparents. But it's the simple fact that my children are able to grow up in a household with both their mom and their dad. And usually by the time I'm going out to work in the evenings, you know, my children, my wife is putting my children to bed at that time. Hmm.
Derek, so, thanks, and continued good luck.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. We're talking about a new study published by the University of Maryland that says that, well, there is a lot of pressures in modern life, but somehow parents are managing to spend more time with their kids than parents did 40 years ago. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Here's an email that we got from Lisa. My daughter helps me cook every night, and that's our time together. She enjoys it. I also remind myself almost every day that my children will not remember how clean my house was when they were growing up, but they will remember the things that we did together. So clearly, maybe a couple of newspapers and magazines on the floor, not
Absolutely.
Such a big deal.
Right. And I do think that the, you know, there is this more child-centeredness, and you could argue whether that's a good or a bad thing. But in the 60s, when moms were around a lot, they weren't necessarily playing with the kids. The kids were, you know, the idea was they're on their own, and mom had other things to do.
Yeah, seen and not heard.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go to Lori. Lori calling us from Oakland, California.
Yes. Hi. I have had my own business since my daughter turned 4 months old, and what I've done is to just accommodate by working full-time, like a lot of all-nighters, and right. then being able to take time. So now she's 11 and my son's 8, and we take long summer vacations because my business is cyclical. So we were gone for 6 weeks this summer, and I'm hoping that there's an accounting somewhere that while I can't be with them during the days or evenings always during the school years, that we're getting some of this really great quality time without cell phones in.
And I'm sure you explain to them during your busy times that what you're doing and the benefits to it, and I'm sure they tell you they understand. Do you think they really do?
You know what? I think they do. They're pretty... I think what's really exciting about the culture today is trying to raise the kids with a lot of compassion, and the work I do is very community-centered, and I think they get that, and I'm excited about what they're going to be able to contribute actually to the world because of what we're doing. So,
And finally, Lori, was it more stressful to start a family or to start a business?
We kind of did all of it at the same time. So. I feel like we're lucky to have just celebrated our 12th anniversary on top of all this. So we feel kind of lucky with it.
Well, congratulations.
Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And it's interesting. We're talking about just in the previous segment, all the time that people are spending commuting and more hours at work. How could they? Well, working out of your home, that's one way to do it.
That's right. And we really don't show. There is some debate in the literature, in the research literature, about hours in paid work, and we don't show there's been an increase in paid work, particularly among parents. But, you know, this is a strategy that I think particularly moms, again, are doing in order to make it all work together so they can be there. I like the idea here that the caller brought up about the seasonal, you know, nature, mm-hmm. the way we understand things. When we have kids, there's summer and there's the school year. And, you know, there's also weekends and weekdays. And so people see these kinds of time differently, and they understand that if it's not going perfectly right now, something else is around the corner.
Hmm. Let's talk with Scott. And Scott's calling us from Lexington, South Carolina.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
I'd like to make a comment about the parents helping their children.
Sure, go ahead, please.
I'm a divorced father. And I was a over-the-road truck driver. I have three children. And I wasn't around much for my two oldest children, but my 9-year-old son, he needed some of me time. He needed to be with his father and help with schoolwork because his mother, she works a lot of long hours at her new job. So I have changed my lifestyle where I'm home every day. I change my job. I go pick him up from school every day. you know, we do all his chores, his classwork, and we spend our quality time is reading.
Hmm.
And we do that every day. He stays on the weekends. We go fishing and just try to get him in a routine. And that point about what have I lost? I've lost nothing. I've gained everything by just being there for him and seeing the change in him. That was the gratification for me.
Well, watch out for that math homework. It's changed since we were in school, Scott.
Oh, I'm telling you what. Sometimes he knows more than I do, it seems like.
Yeah, but don't let on.
No.
By the time my kids were in high school, the only comment I could make about their math homework was, you call that neat?
Right.
Good luck to you, Scott. Thanks very much for the call. Bye-bye. And Melissa Milkey, thanks very much for being with us today.
Okay. Thank you.
Melissa Milkey is one of the authors of the report published in a new book called Changing Rhythms of American Family Life. And she's also a professor of sociology at the University of Maryland and joined us today here in Studio 3A. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.